Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's first reading comes from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 1, verses 15 through 20. And this is known as St. Paul's hymn to the absolute primacy of Christ. And this is where he explains that we are made for Jesus and Mary. Okay, we are made for them, and so it is in union with them, belonging to them, knowing them, and loving them that we find our fulfillment, our joy, our all. So St. Paul says that Christ Jesus is the image of the invisible God. That is, Christ Jesus, the God-man, is the visible image of the invisible God. In him, the fullness of the deity, the fullness of the Godhead, was pleased to dwell. And he is the firstborn of all creation. For in him were created all things in heaven and on earth, the visible and the invisible. All things were created through him and for him. Okay, so the whole creation, everything that exists, exists for Jesus Christ. When God determined to create anything, the first thing was Christ, the God-man, and then everything else ordered to him. So all things were created through him and for him. We're part of all things. That means we were created for him. So, but we're not only created for him, but we're also created for Mary. Okay, and this is where what's called the subordinate primacy of Mary. And the bull promulgating the dogma of the Immaculate Conception says this: God, by one and the same decree, had established the origin of Mary and the incarnation of divine wisdom. Okay, so first Christ, but with Christ, his mother Mary. And so this is so important to know, right? Just to have a well-ordered life in this world, to know what we're doing here, and not to be wandering around aimlessly or sinfully, seeking our fulfillment, our peace, our joy in some other thing that is not ordered to Christ and Mary. And so this is such a blessing to know this truth and to have our lives ordered properly. And this is what fills our minds with the light of truth. This is what fills our hearts with love and brings us joy and peace and satisfaction, which is nothing other than a small participation for what awaits us in the next world, in the next life, when all will be complete and we will have that perfect and eternal unity with our Lord and with our Lady. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.